What's up, Flomies? I'm so excited to be with you today. I am actually poolside on vacation, very bougie. But I am recording this at the same time on my YouTube channel. So head on over to youtube.com/Fallon Taylor, where you can join me, hit that subscribe button, ding that notification bell. I'm so close to 100,000 subscribers. It would make my whole life if you would come join me over on there and just see the shenanigans that happens in the day to day of being a ranch girl, a city girl, horses, dogs, everything you can imagine, and positivity, uplifting, and a girl that chases her dreams. So I'm so glad that you can join me here. We just broke 250,000 listens on iTunes a couple of days ago. So super huge news. Thank you guys so much for all the support. It's been absolutely nuts. Let's get into this podcast. Okay, guys, today we are going to talk about being overly sensitive or being an overthinker. Now, talking about this subject because I have been talking to a friend of mine about this subject and about how I can be better as an overthinker. For instance, I'm the type of person that if I say something to you and I feel like I might have offended you, I will think about it for a day, 2 days, 6 hours. Like, oh, I wonder if I offended them. I wonder if everything's okay. Even to the point where one of my best friends in the world, Jessie, I will talk to her and they'll be like, oh, I don't want to ask her to tweak this or that because what if I've offended her because she put such hard work in that and she comes back with like, it's my job. Like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So I think for the remainder of 2018, I'm going to work on being less of an overthinker. I think that it is a paralysis by analysis sickness that is one of the things that could keep me from going further faster. So I know that I accomplish a lot of things and I'm able to do it in a really streamlined manner, but what if I didn't even stop to think? I love that I am emotionally sensitive to people. I love that I'm emotionally intelligent, that I can feel what someone else is feeling or really see their position. And understand their side of a situation. I love that about myself, but it's time that I let go of that sensitivity of, did I offend you by saying this? Did I do this? I think that it's time to take everything more at face value and keep on trucking, because if that person is truly affected or has something to say, or you feel like you are owed something, that person will take the time out of their day, if you're important enough, to let you know. And if you're not important enough, you need to take that as a message also. I think that in relationships, in the past that I've had in dating relationships, I have overcompensated for the other person and made believe that that person, that their intentions were super pure, and that maybe I just didn't do enough on my end to allow that person the opportunity to do the right thing. Now that I'm getting a little bit more grown, I'm understanding that it's that person's responsibility to ensure that I feel a certain way. So when I see insecure people in a relationship, I'm like, you have to understand that that's a little bit the spouse's fault, because the spouse should make you feel like a princess, should make you feel like $1 million, should make you feel like the most beautiful person on the planet, should make you feel valued enough that you aren't seeking attention in other ways. And insecurity, I feel like, can be an attention-seeking fault, and I'm guilty of needing to be watered, is what we call it, of like me needing to know that everything's okay, everybody's okay, everything's doing okay. What about taking the time to grow up beyond that and go, I know everything's fine, because if it weren't fine, I know the people around me value my relationship enough with them to talk to me about it. And because I've chosen great people that will tell me whatever it is that I need to know at that moment. And if they're not telling me at that moment, they are not concerned, and neither should I. So I think that will help us with momentum going forward, that we're going to have a lot more steam going forward, because you're not going to be caught up in these things. And there's a quote, and I'm going to get it wrong, and it's something like, you should drag your thoughts away from your fears by whatever means necessary, basically. And of course, that is not the right quote, but it goes something like that. It's basically like, if you're fearful of that person or that thing, like I was fearful the other day of the vlog that I made with the guys that came to the ranch with Mansports. I was worried that they would be upset. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I'll link it below. But I just thought, like, maybe they feel like I was making fun of them. I was totally poking fun, but not like making fun. I was laughing with them, not laughing at them. And I made sure to go back and, Cody, who edits my vlogs, made sure that I went back and had a moment to, like, you know, express myself that this isn't easy. Nobody throw shade, et cetera, et cetera. But I literally had to reach out to both of them and freaked out when they didn't text me back immediately because I wanted them to know that I wasn't like wanting the world to like roast them. I was just wanting everybody to have some good entertainment. So I feel like that's something that's really handicapping all of us right now. And I want you, if you totally relate to this, I want you to subscribe to these podcasts, subscribe to the vlog, hit me up on social media. I'm loving when you guys share it on your Insta story. That really speaks to me. I love sharing you sharing it, me sharing you sharing me. You know how that goes. I have a lot of new designs coming out in my clothing line, Ranch Dressin'. I hope that you guys will rock the merch right alongside of me because I love spotting you in public. So many of you guys came out to support me at Mesquite when I competed. I'm going to Wisconsin and Minnesota next weekend, so that's very exciting. But I just want to just get out of those feelings of needing everyone around me to know, you know, to make sure that I'm not stepping on eggshells. I'm not doing that so much anymore, but I do feel like it's a subject that I need to talk about because being on eggshells is not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling for the people around you, for your staff, for your friends, for your coworkers. Nobody wants to be around the insecure guy that's just going, are you sure? And I'm constantly being told to stop saying I'm sorry. I truly don't even know I say it. So I think it's important because you may be an I'm sorry person too. A girlfriend of mine called me and said, quit being so damn apologetic. And she lit a fire under me, and I'm going to pass that fire forward to you, but stop apologizing. Just quit and go forward. If that person is so affected, then give them the opportunity to be an adult and to come to you and say what it is that's on their mind. Don't go through life assuming, tiptoeing, walking around, being careful. Go a little bit more recklessly into your day and be a lot less apologetic for the things you have, the things you do, the places you're going to go, and the goals you're going to achieve, because you are going to intern. So that's it for today. I am excited for all of you guys that are in the Passion Project with Alex and I, or that are in Fitness with Fallon, which is my free fitness group on Facebook. You can go find that, or in Barrel Racing College, where I'm your personal coach. So excited to help you guys. So if you're a part of that, make sure to tune in. I'm about to go live with you. If you're not a part of it, make sure to join now. Thank you guys so much. And don't forget to share on your Insta story. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Thank you so much. And, sorry, not sorry.